Hoot. 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 What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talking Shop on a Wednesday. Kind of, sort of. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund Talking Shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talking Shop Patreon. So, enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talking Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
We are 2 weeks away from the airing of what could be our baby or what could be our bastard.
It's make or break for us.
It really is.
We either lose everything or we gain it all.
Rock, tell me about what happened. We're talking about two different locations. We're talking about Atlanta. We're talking about Los Angeles. I was not on location in Los Angeles. Were you losing your shit a little bit, or were you more relaxed without Famous Hoot and Big Hoot fucking barking orders and being our sometimes not jovial selves on shooting?
You know what? It was stressful, of course. You know, doing these things are just super fucking stressful because, you know, we're limited budget, limited time. You know, it's actually a little easier at your house because at least we have the house. Like, we were working from an actual location that we were renting, but it was nice that we hired a production crew to do everything, you know?
Yeah.
So they were super professional. They helped us out. They're called Gold Wolf Productions. You can check them out on IG. Jason Gold Wolf. He does like the New Japan Jericho videos, and he did the Cody video. He does a bunch of stuff for New Japan, their YouTube stuff. So he's dope. He's great with effects and stuff that you guys will see in this thing. It's just, I think that
shit.
Chico the Chavo effects. Is going to be kind of the crown epic. Jewel of this.
Epic.
This,
it's it's a cinematic masterpiece. Right. It's like watching a movie to the point where I wondered if it was not too good for Talking Shop-a-mania. Because I had to follow the shit with dick jokes. So, I mean,
but that's
I hope my dick jokes are on point. I mean, that's all I have.
I mean, I've seen the first cut. I mean, it's fucking hilarious. Ball versus ball is so fucking ridiculous.
And here's the problem. Like, this is a good problem. The big problem would be if everyone says this thing sucks and they either don't buy it or they shit on it. Another problem, which is a good problem to have, will be what if they love it and more people buy it? How the fuck do we raise the bar?
I don't know.
We ECW'd the shit out of ourselves on this.
We'll need to
we're
do
a
crowdfund
of
of 100 grand or 200 grand and do a
all right.
Movie. Yeah. Well, that's the only way to do it. Fuck me. With I think we've set the bar too high.
I think we have too.
And we didn't mean to, because we wanted it to be shit. We wanted this whole thing to be terrible.
Yeah, that was never the point. Then you go out to Los Angeles and you fucking make a movie, and now here I am.
So much stress shooting in Atlanta, though. Yeah. Atlanta, we made it happen, though, but it was very stressful. And then Big Hoot came in out of nowhere and just all day of shooting a certain show. I don't know if we can talk. Have we talked about it? I don't know.
Can't talk about that yet.
Well, you're shooting another show, a show that's on real national television, TV production. So you're there all day. Then you come in at what? 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Yeah. Everybody's been waiting around for about an hour or two, just Are we doing this? Then Big Hoot swings in, fucking just throws his fucking Sex Ferguson clothes on. And I think the wife handed him a beer and he's like, let's fucking go.
I knew what had to get done. I was so nervous all day. I was sitting in a trailer for 12 hours. You know, you've been on these things before. Fuck. At 11 hours in, they go, we need you on set. I'm on set for 45 minutes. I go, fuck. They're home shooting, talking shop, and I'm sitting in this fucking stupid trailer eating snacks. Playing with my ass. This is terrible. I was fucking wound up all day. I kept texting you guys. This sucks. What's going on? What's happening now? But we pulled it off, man.
Yeah, man. Ball for Ball is hilarious. It's even more ridiculous than the first meeting between Chad Toobad and Sex Ferguson. I'm so excited for it. Like, people are going to lose their minds. I think that we're going to change the game with this one. The level of funny is 10. Obviously, the cinematic stuff that we're bringing in has never been done before in professional wrestling. I know it's a parody of professional wrestling, but I mean, it's still in that world. And I don't know. It just gets me excited to see what the next project can be. And I think you're right. I think it's going to have to be some kind of movie. We're going to have to just go all fucking out.
We're either going to have to make a movie, or the world is going to have to be open enough to where we can do it in front of a live audience, which we said we could never and will never do. Famous Hoot's not in here right now, so I think we can talk behind his back because he won't listen. I think you and I have softly agreed that a live audience would be fucking amazing for the next one, for TNS 3, if it's possible, which it might not be.
I think it needs to be part live, part canned, part cinematic. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's what it's going to have to be a mix of to really get the essence of Talking Shop. But we do the matches live. Like, you know, we do the live in-ring stuff. So, you know, you'll see the George Norths and the
Think about getting to see Paul Lee live.
Yes. Oh, my God. Imagine that.
We're going to need a big-ass building to get that fucking ridiculous... Hummer Zine down the aisle, I'll tell you that. Oh, and then how are we going to back it out? We're going to have to fight around it for the rest of the evening because we're not going to have enough staff for that.
That's why we hire minions. You know, we don't have to deal with it.
They're not very good drivers, historically speaking. I mean, not to say anything, but the man in the upper left-hand corner of my screen right now, him a minion, but holy shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, guys.
Let's talk about our contest, Rock. Let's talk about... Yep. Talking Shop Live Baltimore, hashtag TNS Baltimore. The first time we're ever going to do this shit live, and we're running a contest, and it revolves around the bad driver in my upper left-hand corner. Man, they call Balls Deep Billy. He's on fire. He's the pandemic sex addict. He's a raging, bonerific man. And listen, this is not a sexual part of the contest at all. There's nothing sexual about this contest. The contest is about becoming the Tinder date of one Emilio Estevez Sparks Balls Deep Billy, getting free admission to Talking Shop Baltimore to see it live, to eat dinner with Balls Deep as we podcast live with all of your favorite Talking Shop characters. I might try to get to win the Tinder date with Balls Deep Billy.
You're going to win it?
Maybe, because then I can eat a free meal while podcasting and I'll be sitting at a nice table, not up on one of the stools or something. What are you looking for? Do you want me to show some skin? Do you want me to write you a little nasty poem that I could whisper into your ear? How do I get ahead in the race to win the date with Balls Deep Billy?
Oh, I definitely want a good brother haiku for sure. So if you want to whisper pleasantries into my ear, I'm all with it because, you know, you're a good limerick guy.
I don't know if one person is going to put their name in for this or because here's the thing.
I feel like it's going to be thousands.
We're not out to embarrass you, whoever you are, the lucky winner. We're out to embarrass Ballsy Billy.
Right. Right. That's the whole thing. And I was trying to explain this to my parents, and my cousin's coming because he wants to see this whole thing, and he's not into wrestling, but he wants to see, like, the whole...
So you're going to bring your parents to this?
No, no, no. My parents refused to leave the house during COVID, but my cousin Mike is going to come with me.
Mike's a brother. Yeah, he is.
And he, because he's not into wrestling, but he gets a kick out of what I do.
I hope he's driving.
Oh, yeah, I'm not fucking. Okay. Thank God. That's why I really, initially, that's why I asked him, because if I wasn't driving, like if I had to drive, Balls D Billy would not have been going to Baltimore.
Balls D Billy's going to turn prima donna like Gallows. I asked Scott DeMore to Impact. I go, listen, man, this 4-hour drive to Nashville for these TVs is a little much. I'm going to. Need you to throw me on a Delta ski, brother.
That's what I was gonna do. I was gonna
a flight from.
We're
New
gonna
York
put you
Baltimore.
On Spillet. I was gonna
be like, Nigel, what's up with a flight, bro?
With a Spillet. Give us a Spillet here.
But yeah, so he's really excited to see this nonsense, and I told him about the lucky winner gets to hang out with me. We eat a cool meal. I'm an excellent conversationalist. You can play with my hair if you want, and we just watch 2 hours of a really. Clusterfuck of a live show that's going to be fun. So he said he's down to just hang out and just spectate this whole thing. So, and it could be my buffer if the date's getting really bad or it's just uncomfortable.
Right.
And then
right.
afterwards, I could be like, oh, gotta go back to New York. Bye. Right, right. And then
what if you hit it off and find love?
Yeah. What if it's amazing? What if you find your wife? At
what if it's like a Kozlov esque, like Georgia bride that he found?
What if all of a sudden you're trying to get a job working at the Baltimore Aquarium, cleaning out the seal tanks so that you can come down and see your lover?
Well, I mean, that would be a really good job. I bet you it has benefits and a nice 401k.
It's definitely a lot better than working on this shitty podcast. Oh,
if you're going to be fucking swimming with sharks, that there's insurance involved with something like that.
Right.
Well, you would assume so. But again, I'm really not into a life of aquatic, so I really can't do none of those things.
Balls deep marine Billy.
Maybe like a Jacques Cousteau. I could see myself doing
that.
You do have the hat on right now.
All you potential Balls Deep Billy dates out there, listen to the wide scope of this man. There are layers and layers to his personality for us to peel back. Rock, wow. How the fuck are we going to get these potential dates, these potential, you wouldn't call it a beau. What would you call it? These potential dinner interactors of Balls Deep to submit themselves for this. Are we going to take an email? Or are we going to take tweets? What do we do?
Yeah, we said you should use the hashtag Balls Deep Billy in Baltimore, I believe was the hashtag, on Twitter or Instagram. Leave us a little message. Maybe, just type us a little message and let us know what you're into. And if you would like to be Balls Deep Billy's date in Baltimore at TNS Live.
Please let us know. Please let us know who you are and why you're the best candidate to be the date.
But see, I love yous, but I also don't trust yous at the same time.
What do you mean?
And I feel I'm going to get majorly ribbed and it's going to be Vernon Love in a wig, or it's just going to be Rory Fox just sitting next to me eating delicious crab cakes.
That'd be good. That actually would be
well,
good.
I don't think I'm going to want to buy Rory Fox delicious crab cakes, though. So, I think you're in a clear.
Come on, man. He's one of your biggest stars on Talking Shop-a-Mania.
That's fine. Well, Talking Shop-a-Mania barely has catering right now, guys. I mean, well, fuck. We downgraded our catering from Talking Shop-a-Mania 1 to Talking Shop-a-Mania 2.
We succeeded.
And then we downgraded because we went, come on, guys. Sushi? Doubles or something.
True. We got so many pizza and wings.
You want a couple slices of Papa John's? Go ahead. So when this podcast drops, I'll be suffering from an extreme hangover because I'm going to Y2 Jizzle's Halloween party in Tampa on Saturday.
What?
So probably going to feel like hell as this thing's dropping.
That's going to be so much fun.
I'm worried that I'm going to feel like shit until it's Wednesday.
One of those type of hangovers?
Yeah, like fuck. To the point where I'm like, yeesh.
That actually, I had one of those hangovers. When was it? I think it was after we shot Full Keg, and then I flew back the next day, and then I just couldn't get on it. Remember? And then I thought I got like COVID or something because
I had one of those. I was so hungover, I got a COVID test.
So did I.
What is wrong with me?
It's just drinking too much, man. It was so much fun filming that Full Keg. Was so much fun.
It was a blast, man. If you didn't catch that, it's on Impact Plus. I believe it's on Fight TV as well. Check it out. Let us know what you think.
Just hanging out with Paulie.
Seemed to have a hell of a good time. I had a great time. Obviously.
I had a fucking amazing time. I was hungover for 3 days, but you know, I had an amazing time.
Yeah, that was a rough weekend. It was definitely a rough week.
Dude, I was hanging out with Paul Lee. I was fucking doing the strut with him in his bar. Fucking
Paul Lee had on wrestling trunks at 1 o'clock in the morning and boots and knee pads and a pink t-shirt. Here's another great Paul Lee-ism. Paul Lee comes up and goes, "Hey man, you need to damn put me over on Instagram." Okay. And I was drunk because he was begrudgingly giving me some beers out of his tap. Then we finished the shoot. So I post this picture of Paul Lee and my on my Instagram. You can go back and find the picture on my Instagram of Paul Lee and I. Paul Lee's also hammered and drunk. And he's like, "Well, here, let me show you how to put it in." So he tags himself. So it was like, "Hey, you know, follow Paul Lee," or whatever the caption is. I don't remember. But the point was, Paul Lee wanted me to drive some traffic over to his Instagram, some followers, whatever, for whatever kind of brother shit that he's got going on. But in his drunken stupor, he put the wrong Instagram handle, which I started reading the comments and started popping my nuts off. If you click on it, it's like real nature something. And it's like a wildlife preserve, like pictures of like beautiful hippopotamuses and shit on there.
I'm fucking losing it.
It's fucking actually a bit that needs to be on Talking Shop Mania 3 because it's so That's fucking ridiculous.
That's so great.
This episode of Talking Shop is brought to you by Manscaped. Time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20, HOOTS20. Now, Manscaped has the full package you need for spring cleaning this year. The Performance Package 4.0, it's the only tool you need to keep your boys looking and smelling like the fresh tulips your partner wants in your garden. To start off your spring cleaning, use the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to get the most precise shave on your hedges. Did I mention that it's waterproof as well? Yep, that worked with me in the shower. Equipped with an LED light so you know it'll be a major asset to the new shower routine. Clear your holes and smell the spring air with the Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. After clearing your nose, make sure we get rid of that foul ball smell with the Crop Preserver and the Crop Reviver. Now, the Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. The Reviver, well, that's a spray-on toner for your balls, and you want to keep those boys from sticking to your leg and leave them smelling like fresh-cut spring flowers. Finish off your grooming routine with the Plow 2.0, the perfect razor for the finest shave on your face. Because if you're using your Lawnmower 4.0 on your balls and your face, you're doing it wrong, boys. The start of spring also marks the start of Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35 and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of their We Save Balls initiative. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life.
All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talking Shop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now. Become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get Azucar Rocky Romero. You get Boozin' with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talking Shop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel. That's in the episode notes as well.
and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is bye.